Knowledge Enhancer, page 58. Now, there are two kinds of respiration, I have already told you. Presence of oxygen, then it is called aerobic respiration, and in the absence of oxygen, then we say it is anaerobic respiration. Now, once again, let me tell you, aerobic respiration is the normal breathing that we are doing, normally respiring, normally getting a release of energy, that is aerobic. And anaerobic means where there is less oxygen, or absence of oxygen, and then we say anaerobic respiration. Look into your knowledge enhancer. Anaerobic respiration in plants like yeast gives out ethanol and carbon dioxide as end products. And anaerobic respiration in animals takes place in muscle tissues, gives out lactic acid as the end product. Then come to respiration in plants. Respiration in plants is just the opposite of photosynthesis. That means where during the process of photosynthesis, that is where the plants are building up food. What is the food buildup? Glucose and starch. Actually, plant stores food in the form of starch and prepares food in the form of glucose or carbohydrate. That is third line. That is broken down in during the process of respiration to give out carbon dioxide and energy. Now, respiration takes place during the day and night. 24 hours throughout the life, as long as life is there, respiration will take place. But photosynthesis takes place only during the night, it takes place only during the day and not at night. Why not at night? Because there is absence of sunlight or light energy. And during the process of respiration, oxygen is taken in, carbon dioxide is given out. During the process of photosynthesis, carbon dioxide is taken in and oxygen is given out. So therefore, we can say the respiratory gas which is given out by the plants, that is carbon dioxide, can be utilized by the plants for photosynthesis, that is only during the daytime. And during the night, that carbon dioxide is released. Okay, respiration in roots which are under the soil, they also have to respire. So how does the air get into the plant? By the roots, by the process of diffusion. Last line, second column, page 58. Come to the next page 59, first column. How does plant take in, that is the stems take in oxygen, or gas exchange takes place? By the three parts that are there in plants: lenticels, stomata, and intercellular spaces. Where are lenticels? Lenticels are found in the barks of the tree. There are spaces, but those spaces are open. In the case of stomata, the spaces are there, which are underlined, minute openings bordered by guard cells. That is, the guard cells are just like our door, and they open and close. That is called the stomata. And intercellular space, that is the space in between the cells. Okay, so the main word is diffusion. That is, by that process, the oxygen enters and leaves the cell. Okay, then come to the first column, next paragraph. The last paragraph, respiration in stems. The stems of most herbaceous plant. What are herbaceous plants? That is, the small plants with a soft stem have stomata. The exchange of respiratory gases take place through the stomata. Okay. Then, on top there is fact file. You will learn that fact file also. Acha, go down, see the word lenticel is also there. Second paragraph, which I have already explained. Go down to the next difference between stomata and lenticel. You will also learn that. Then go down, respiration in leaves, what I have already explained about stomata and intercellular space and how oxygen and carbon dioxide comes in and leaves the plant. Turn to the next page 60. See over there, respiration in leaves occurs day and night, and photosynthesis takes place only during the day. So, you will start with knowledge.